What? Margaret asked my dad to marry her?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The wedding in 2 days is my father's?
Well, it wouldn't be fair to answer that question quite yet. You still haven't heard about Jack and Joanne.
Jack and Joanne figure into all this?
Oh, yeah. So do Eugene and Katrina. But I'll tell you about Jack and Joanne first.
Connie, you're driving me crazy.
Thank you. Okay, so I already told you that Jack was really interested in buying a business of his own, right?
Uh-huh.
And Bernard had told him about an antique shop he'd heard was up for sale.
Right, the Antique Emporium.
Uh-huh. Well, Jack decided to follow Bernard's lead and check into the Antique Emporium. And since Bernard knew the manager personally, he agreed to meet Jack there.
Well, you know, 100 years ago, most of this stuff was just junk. Look at that, old milk container. Half a wagon wheel, and that statue is missing her arms. I mean, it's expensive junk.
That Georgian-style sofa was never considered junk, Bernard.
Yeah, it would have been in my house. Those curlicue legs never would have held up under my brothers and me playing trampoline, I'll tell you.
Trampoline?
Yeah, when I was growing up, anything with a bounce qualified as a trampoline.
Oh.
Yeah, we were going to join a circus as the Flying Waldinis.
Why didn't you?
Well, my parents came home and caught us jumping on the couch. By the time we could walk again, we'd lost our enthusiasm for the idea. Oh, look, my grandmother had a rocking chair just like that one. Yeah, we threw it away.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a Hitchcock rocker. It's worth a lot of money now.
Oh, yeah? Like how much?
You really want to know?
No.
What can I do for you, gentlemen? Oh, hello, Mr. Walton.
Hi.
Is it window washing day?
Oh, no. Hi, Mr. Gumley. I'd like you to meet Jack Allen. Jack, this is Thaddeus Gumley.
A pleasure. To what do I owe the privilege of this introduction?
Well, Jack's been looking around town for a shop to buy, and I told him about our conversation the other day.
I see. Are you knowledgeable about antiques, Mr. Allen?
I know a little. I once worked for an auction house in Pasadena. That was a long time ago, though.
Antiques are antiques, Mr. Allen, whether it's 1950 or 2001.
True.
Come in, then. Let's talk about it over some coffee, though. I must tell you that I'm not the owner of this establishment. I'm only the manager.
Well, shouldn't I talk to the owner?
Perhaps. Once we get through a few preliminaries, the owner likes me to feel the office first.
Okay.
Would you gentlemen like some espresso or cappuccino?
Well, maybe. Is it new or antique? New or antique?
Oh, my.
Jack, you've been awfully quiet since we left the shop. What do you think?
It's a very nice shop.
Yeah, if you like expensive junk.
I do like expensive junk.
You want to buy it, don't you?
Well, preserving and selling things from other times and places was like passing on a legacy, a tradition. When I stood in the middle of the shop, I kept thinking about the flow of time.
Oh, you ask a simple question.
Antiques remind me that we're just one part of a bigger picture of eternity. And our time is so short.
That's what you got from an 18th century chamber pot?
One of the things, yeah.
So you're going to buy it?
I want to do a little homework first before I make an offer.
Jack, I don't want to be nosy, but buying a shop means you're committing to your future here in Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless I misread what's been happening between you and Joanne over the past few months, it's going to affect your relationship.
That's true, too.
Well, what is she going to say about that?
Well, guess I'll have to put the question to her and find out.
Uh-huh. Put what question to Joanne?
Are you hungry? I haven't had any lunch.
Yeah, I could eat. They didn't feed me on the plane from New York.
Is Quentin's Quick Burger all right? They have a drive-thru.
Sure. But don't try to use this as a diversion. I want the rest of the story, okay?
I want to tell it to you, but first, you have to know that Eugene got an award at the college.
Oh, that's nice. For what?
He developed a computer program to help Holstein's Books with its inventory. It was part of the college's community outreach program.
Oh, yeah, he was working on it before I left.
Well, it was such a big success that Mr. Holstein decided to sponsor a yearly grant to the college computer department.
Wow.
And give Eugene a cash gift at the college's summer awards banquet. And Mr. Holstein did the presentation.
And as you know, Holstein's Books is a bookshop. We have new books and we have old books. We have big books and we have little books. We have paperbacks and we have hardbacks. And we have books for all kinds of people. We have books for young and old, tall and short, skinny and hefty, like me. And books for people of all races, creeds and denominations. And nationalities and income levels. You ask yourself, why do I say all these things? Am I just long in my wind? Do I speak to hear myself speaking with my own voice? Well, yeah. But mostly, I tell you about all my books as if to say, he has a lot of books in his Holstein bookshop. How in the world does he know what he has and where they all go? The answer is Eugene Melsner. Eugene created an amazing program on his computer thingy that tells me all about my books. And it is because of Eugene that I stand here today to give him this cash gift award. Eugene, come and say hello while you take my money.
Thank you, Mr. Holstein, for that inspiring speech.
You are welcome, Eugene, and thank you for creating that computer program thingy that you did for me and my bookshop. Here is a small good sign of my esteem.
Good sign?
Token. Token. Do you not understand English?
Oh, of course. Thank you. You're welcome. And I'd like to say on behalf of the students who will benefit from this scholarship in the future that it is all...
Thank you, Eugene Melsner, for those moving words from the bottom. Bottom of his heart. Now, smile for the picture box.
Huh? Well, congratulations, Eugene.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker, Ms. Kendall. Yeah. And thank you for coming to the reception. You really didn't have to.
Oh, we wouldn't have missed it. This is quite an honor for you.
Oh, well.
Mr. Holstein make these sausages? They smell funny.
He said they come from an old family recipe.
Oh, I wonder how old.
Eugene! Oops, now, don't look at me. Look away.
Look away?
I have a big surprise for you. Come here. Come on.
Well, Mr. Holstein, you've already done more than enough.
Anyone can make sausages.
Oh, not like this, they can't.
No, I didn't mean the sausages. What I meant...
Turn around now. Go ahead.
All right, I will, but I won't take any more...
Hello, Eugene.
Katrina.
Hi.
Ah, so Katrina came back for his award ceremony. That's nice.
Well, she came back for more than that.
Well, what are you doing here?
She has come to help this summer in my bookshop. I will be traveling much abroad. And as you know, she was an invaluable assistant to me once upon a smorgasbord. She will be my right-hand man, my girl Freiburg.
I'm going to keep an eye on things when he's away.
She will keep an eye out for more than my things. She will also be watching my grandson, little Hans Holstein. Hans, say hello to... Hans? Hans, where are you?
He wouldn't be that large kid with his face in the punch bowl, would he?
Hans, stop there. Do you think you are at home?
He's a cute child, really.
Katrina, I couldn't be more surprised.
A bookstore manager and a nanny?
Well, it seemed like a good way to spend the summer.
Oh, it sure is, especially if it gets you back to Odyssey. It's so good to see you again, Katrina.
And you, Mr. Whitaker.
Hansi, say hello to these good people. Hans.
I don't think I want the rest of these sausages.
Sounds like a charming little guy. Maybe I'll skip lunch.
Too late. We're here.
Did you get that?
No, I just wait for them to pause and then I tell them what I want. Hey, I want a cheeseburger, fries, and lemonade, please. Jason?
I'll have the Maxi Deluxe with fries and an iced tea. But hold the pickles.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Special requests confuse their system.
I only told them to hold the pickles. Now what do I say?
Just say yes.
But I didn't understand a word it said. I can't even tell if I'm talking to a man or a woman.
Look, just say yes anyway.
Okay. I guess.
Thank you. Well, this will take a while.
Well, you will?
Yeah, even as we speak, they're inside trying to figure out how to make a Maxi Deluxe without pickles.
Why is that so hard? Can't they just leave the pickles off?
Jason, you don't know these places like I do. Look, meanwhile, I'll tell you the next part with Eugene and Katrina.
Do we have time before the food comes?
Plenty. So where was I? Oh yeah, Katrina was back for the summer, and of course, Eugene reacted in typical Eugene fashion.
Ah, she's back! What am I supposed to do?
What do you mean, Eugene? What are you supposed to do? You're friends, aren't you?
Well, yes, but I understood what that meant when she was too far away to confuse it with anything else.
What did he say?
I'm not sure. Eugene, what do you mean?
I mean that while I was here and she was there, it was easy to act like friends. But now that we're both here, it's going to be awkward.
Because you still love her. You do. You know you do. Everybody knows you do.
Yes. But we agreed not to pursue those feelings. For all I know, she's in a deep, heartfelt relationship with Brandon. We're supposed to be friends and only friends.
Well, then be friends, Eugene. The worst thing you can do is second-guess yourself. Treat her as you would any other friend.
But I don't have any other friends. I mean, not like her. I mean, I have you and Connie, but I admire you, and all I do is argue with Connie.
That's not true.
See? So how do I integrate that pattern into a relationship with Katrina?
Eugene, this is one situation where you're simply going to have to deal with it as it happens. Huh? You're going to have to be spontaneous.
Spontaneous? Well, how do I plan for that?
Exactly. Huh?
Well, a few days later, Katrina asked Eugene to go up to Trickle Lake with her and Little Hans. Turned out to be quite an interesting afternoon. He and Little Hans threw a football around. That totally surprised me.
What did?
That Eugene knew how to throw a football. Well, it turns out he would throw it to Little Hans, who would miss it, and Eugene would have to chase after it. Little Hans isn't the most athletic kid in the world.
Ah, got it.
There you are, Hans. A near-perfect spiral and trajectory. No, you chase it this time, Hans. Oh, look, it landed next to the hot dog stand. You know, you haven't eaten in 15 minutes. You must be starving. Use the money your grandfather gave you. Good child.
I had no idea you were so good with children, Eugene. I'm impressed.
Well, I was a child once myself, you know.
You were a child?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I always suspected that you'd skipped past childhood because it wasn't academically challenging enough.
Well, that's true, but I endured.
I see. What a beautiful day. I've missed Trickle Lake, you know.
So have I.
You miss Trickle Lake?
Huh? No, I meant to say that I'm sure Trickle Lake misses you, too.
Oh.
No, I mean, if it had anthropomorphic qualities, then it would likely... I don't come here often.
Eugene, are you all right?
Yes, of course. All right? Yeah, of course I'm all right. Yeah, I'm certainly...
Good.
Yeah. So, how's, Brandon?
Huh? Oh, Brandon. I don't know how he is.
Oh, really? You're not in touch?
No. He went off to the Yale School of Divinity to study theology, and I haven't heard from him. But my parents told me recently that he's dating a young lady quite seriously there.
Oh, that's too bad. You must be disappointed?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Look, Eugene, perhaps it's time I explained a couple of things.
About what?
About us and where we left off when we last saw each other.
There's nothing to explain. I was being self-centered and immature, and you rightly put me in my place.
But, Eugene, I could have been more mature as well. The truth is, well, I don't know exactly how to say it, but it's... It's like...
No, Hans! Don't throw the... Katrina!
It was a good throw. Little Hans has quite an arm.
The football hit Katrina right in the mouth.
Ouch.
There was blood everywhere. Ugh. Eugene had to rush her to the emergency room.
Is there a doctor in the house? Medic, call 911. We have a serious sports-related injury.
It was that serious?
Well, no, but they did have to put 4 stitches in her lip. Mm. She was fine. Eugene passed out. After he came to, he had to take her to a dentist. See, the football broke one of her teeth along the side of her mouth.
Alrighty.
Uh-huh.
Nice trick, young lady.
Uh-huh.
Looks to me like that ball hit in just the right spot. I think you're gonna need a cap.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. Look at the dark spot here. Can you see that?
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty deep cavity. I suspect we're gonna need to do a root canal first.
Uh-huh.
Well, I sure hope you have a few days to spare.
Quadruple ouch.
Yeah. She couldn't work for nearly a week. Well, the dentist wanted her to rest and not do anything that might cause an infection. Guess who her nurse was?
Florence Nightingale?
Close. It was Eugene. He was there almost around the clock. He brought her soft food, drinks, books, prescriptions, whatever she needed. I mean, he doted on her like we've never seen.
Mm.
Did you say you wanted that Maxi Deluxe without onions?
No, no, no. Pickles. No pickles.
Uh-oh. Okay, thanks.
Look, just forget it. I'll take the whole thing. I'll be married by the time they fix that burger.
Told ya. Okay, now back to Jack and Joanne.
What about Eugene and Katrina? Or my dad and Margaret Faye?
I'll get to them. Boy, you're so impatient.
Well, I didn't used to be, but ever since you picked me up at the airport.
Ah, the airport. Nice cue. Because that's where we find Jack and Joanne.
Jack! Oh, you sweet thing! What beautiful flowers.
I've missed you.
Oh, no more than I've missed you. Nobody in Chicago ever gives me flowers.
Yeah, the men there are fools. I've always said so. If they weren't, you wouldn't come all this way to see me.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
All right, let's get your bag and get out of here. I have something I want you to see.
Oh? Does this have to do with that shop you've been so obsessed with?
It might. Come on. I need a woman's perspective.
Welcome to the Antique Emporium, Miss Woodston. It's so nice to meet you at long last.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine, Mr. Gumley.
Mr. Allen has been haunting the place almost every day for the past couple of weeks. The owner is thinking of making him a partner, even if he doesn't buy the place.
They've been particularly patient while I've tried to make up my mind.
The owner would kill me for saying so, but we're not overrun with potential buyers. But I have been told to step things up, get more aggressive about selling.
Have you met the owner yet, Jack?
No, not yet.
In due time, when things are more clearly settled. Shall I give her the grand tour?
I'd be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Gumley showed her the shop, and she fell head over heels in love with the place. Then, Jack took her to Chez Moi's for dinner.
Ooh.
Jack, I don't understand. I think the shop would be perfect for you. What are you waiting for?
Do you really like it?
Oh, yes. It has the perfect look, the perfect location, mm-hmm. and I can certainly imagine you running it.
Good. Oh, it means a lot to hear you say that.
But you didn't need me to see it. Why haven't you put in an offer?
Well, because there's more at stake than just putting in an offer. I'll be committing myself to Odyssey for the foreseeable future.
Is that bad? I thought you liked it in Odyssey. I've had every impression that you want to settle down here.
Oh, I do. But I'm not interested in settling down here alone.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not just a question of my settling down here. Do you like Odyssey?
I love Odyssey. You know that.
Enough to live here? To settle down here?
Jack, what are you asking me?
I want to do this right.
Oh!
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack, get up.
I think bended knee is the tradition.
Well, everyone's looking.
Are they? Well, I'll get up if you care that much.
No, I don't.
Joanne Woodson, I never thought I'd ever have the occasion to ask this question again, but over the past few months, I've come to love you as I love no other. So, will you do me the honor of marrying me?
Jack, I'll have to ask my parents first.
What?
Her parents?
It was a joke.
Wow, so he finally popped the question. I assume she said yes.
Well, sort of.
Sort of?
There is one thing I need to tell you.
Uh-oh. What is it? You're a spy, a smuggler?
No.
Too bad. That would have helped with the shop.
Has Whit mentioned anything to you about our various missions in the Philippines?
No. He doesn't generally talk about the Universal Press or his board meetings.
Well, I was going to tell you about it before, but we thought we had everything under control.
And you don't?
Jack, they want me to go. For one, maybe 2 months.
Ooh, what? That's a long time. So you're saying our wedding will have to wait for later in the year?
Yes.
Huh. Unless we get married before you go, we could make it an extended honeymoon, a missions honeymoon.
Oh, Jack, I can't ask you to do that.
Why not?
Well, because it's too much to ask.
Too much to ask of your husband? I don't think so. I can't imagine anything better than a 2-month honeymoon with you.
What about the shop?
Well, I'll arrange everything with the owner when I make the offer.
I don't know what to say. Are you serious?
Oh, I certainly am. When are you supposed to leave?
In 2 weeks. Oh, Jack, can we get everything arranged that fast?
We won't know until we try, so is that a yes? You'll marry me?
Yes, I will marry you.
Oh, good. Because my knees are starting to hurt.
Oh!
Thank you. So at least we have one couple who are now definite candidates for this mysterious wedding.
Maybe. Oh, here comes our food.
Okay, here. Cheeseburger, maxi lox, 2 fries, lemonade, and iced tea. Sorry about the delay. That'll be $6.50.
Thank you.
Oh, here, it's on me. $6.50. Here you go.
Thank you.
You better check it before we leave.
I'm sure it'll be okay. Just drive.
If you insist. But you really ought to check the bags.
I'll check while you tell me the rest of the story. There has to be more to it than Jack and Joanne.
Oh, there is. Because meanwhile, that very night on the other side of town...
The other side of town?
At Katrina's apartment.
Okay, Katrina, now rinse. Ah, is there anything else I can get for you? Just ask. Your wish is my command, if I may use the old cliché.
Oh, you're so sweet, Eugene. My parents never gave me this kind of attention when I was sick.
They didn't?
Mm-mm. They always hired full-time nurses for me. I got great care, but somehow it wasn't the same as being babied by Mom or Dad. I like the way you baby me.
Oh, I'm not trying to be condescending. You're a fully capable woman, and I'm...
Hey, relax, Eugene. It was a compliment.
Oh. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's right. But, you know, you shouldn't talk. You'll tear your stitches.
But I have to talk. You've been very kind to be so attentive. In fact, you're always kind and thoughtful and caring and
Compulsive?
Compulsive, yes. But I like it. I am deeply touched by how sweet you've been, Eugene.
Oh, Katrina... I don't believe there's any way to disguise my feelings for you. I've told you in the past that I love you, and it remains true to this day. I'm not worthy, I know.
Eugene.
I have much to learn about relationships. I realized that after our last encounter. But I hope I have matured and will continue maturing in ways that will make me a suitable companion. If not for you, then for someone else whom God may have in mind for me.
Eugene.
What I'm trying to say is that I'm at peace about us, Katrina, and I'm willing to rest in this state of peace until such time as... I lost my place. Guess I ran out of words. Imagine.
Good. Because there's something I want to say now.
Oh, yeah? Well, only if you promise to be careful.
Even though I'm heavily medicated, I've been thinking a lot about us. The truth remains that I love you, Eugene.
Oh.
You know, you once asked me if I would marry you.
Yes, I did.
And I said no back then.
Well, rightfully so.
And I wouldn't blame you if you never wanted to ask me again. I wouldn't, really. Which is why I've decided to ask you. So, Eugene, will you marry me?
Katrina!
It's pulling a little.
I don't believe it.
Why not?
They put everything on this Maxi Deluxe burger except the burger.
Jason, didn't you hear my story?
I heard it. And Eugene said yes, right?
I'm not going to answer that now.
Why not?
Because you're home.
Oh, come on, Connie. Just answer the question.
Later!